Sally McKenna, co-founder of the Bridgestone Guides.
How has the food culture changed in Ireland over the past, you know, from before the good times, through the good times, and now here we are in a recession? What have the main changes been?
What we're finding is that places, the good places, are actually doing very, very well. They're fairly recession-proof. And, I mean, Donald was talking here about double-digit growth. I think possibly we lost the run of ourselves a little bit during the recession. There were a lot of restaurants that were perceived to be good value, but they weren't. Their ingredients were terrible. And I think if we go back to basics, I think it could be a very good thing for Irish food. And everywhere we go throughout the country, people who do, you know, the sort of mum and pop places, who haven't invested, who didn't open a second restaurant, who just stuck to basics, they're doing very well. The boom was good because it educated people in good food. They travelled, they became more demanding. I think that they are still looking for good food and they're prepared to pay for it.
How would you characterise Irish food? What examples would you give?
I think we just go back to basics. I think we've got, if we look at our milk, our butter, our bread, our eggs and our meat, you know, we don't have to do very much with them. If you go abroad, the quality just really isn't as good. I think we understand freshness. I think there's a basic instinct for good food. I think we're in touch with our roots in Ireland. I mean, so it sounds cliched, but you know, there's a huge foundation of wonderful food here. The Americans love our butter and our milk. The French love our simplicity and honesty with our food. We have world-class cuisine. I don't think we appreciate it, but I think what we should do is just to look at the fact that it's our basic food which is so good.
For tourists wanting to come to Ireland and experience that good food, that basic good food that we do, how easy do you think it is to access it?
There's a lot of bad food around. You know, there really is a lot of bad food around. And unfortunately, it's in tourist outlets. And I think you could come to Ireland and miss it. But I think if we keep concentrating on the fact that our basic ingredients are so good, that, you know, it's hard. If you have a bowl of cornflakes and you pour some Kelowna milk on top of it, it's an event. It's a fantastic food. There's a lot of homemade bread in Ireland. But, you know, there's a lot of the French, the sort of faux French stuff as well. But, you know, we haven't lost. In our local shop, they make banana bread, they make brown bread. It's there. It's in front. It's actually under our noses. We just have to appreciate it.
And what trends are you noticing in the restaurants that you and the B&Bs that you visit? What are the trends that you're noticing that will be the main things in the next few years?
Well, I think local is becoming more and more important. I think Donal here is very good at expressing it and publicising it. But already there's talk of festivals in Tipperary and Waterford. It's lovely to see people travelling here and enjoying food of Donegal. I think we're a small country and we don't realise how much regionalisation there is in our food. But there is. There's huge. I live in West Cork and there's a big climate difference between here and West Cork. We've got the West Cork cheeses, you know, because we get a particular type of milk. The milk in North Cork is different from the milk in West Cork. And I think we're going to start celebrating that more. And I think this event proves that.
So the notion of almost the taste of the soil around Ireland being different and all the rest.
Yes, no, I was interested. I think it was your question this morning in the coffee. You know, terroir is important in every single food, whether it's beef, whether it's coffee. There is a huge difference between foods that are produced in Wexford and foods that are produced in Donegal and foods that are produced in West Cork. Events like this, which bring out what is local, are very important.
What I find quite interesting is that during the good times, we were very much turned our back on anything that was traditional in Ireland. And we've had that, I suppose, since the sort of hangover of the famine, this notion that those kind of things, raw milk, making your own butter, is about poverty and associated with poverty. Whereas now, they're the very things that seem to be very much in vogue, which is reclaiming what is traditional to Ireland.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm actually organising foraging kayaking trips and foraging for seaweed. And there is a huge interest in this now. I think back to basics. I mean, our agricultural colleges are filling up. So I think we've got a lovely mix now of knowledge, education, enthusiasm and an interest in basic foodstuffs, which is just fantastic.
At the beginning you mentioned Donal, who runs Harry's restaurant here, his sort of talent for communicating what he does. In your estimation, going around places like this, all around Ireland, is that a big problem? I mean, are there gems like Harry's in all pockets of Ireland? It's just that the owners don't talk about it.
I think that is the case. I think there's lots of people out there who celebrate who only use food from their area. What Donal has is he has a knack of talking about it and singing about it. And I think he will be seen as a very important person in the Irish food industry because he says what we all know and what we all see, but he says it in such a way that we say, oh yes, yeah, we're doing that as well.
It's not in our psyche though, is it, to sing about things too much?
No, we're very self-critical. That's at every level. I mean, when we go abroad, we're apologising for our food, and it's ridiculous. Then people come here and they love every element of it. We just don't realise what we've got. We have so much here. We need to sing it, and festivals like this are fantastic because that's what it's all about.